Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Late Night.
This is Late Night.
On Sports Radio WEEI. Boston Sports Talk for Insomniacs and the Graveyard Pack. Let's get it going with Patrick Gilroy.
Late Night.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
This is so poorly structured, so poorly put together, that it's embarrassing by the NFL to do this to this young man. I am hoping that Colin Kaepernick goes out there on Saturday, whether it's 13 teams, 2 teams, 32 teams, and puts on a show. He comes in great shape. He's throwing dimes out there. He's showing his mobility, moving around, just so when it's all said and done, because the NFL could be trying to set Colin Kaepernick up to fail. What if he wasn't staying in shape and he just went out there and, you know, and look sloppy out there? But I don't think that's going to be the case. That's why I'm hoping he goes out there, puts on the clinic, and he embarrasses the league. And he said, and people are like, he should have been playing a long time ago.
So this whole Colin Kaepernick thing, it's so strange, right? And it is such a weird story. And I don't want to get back into the politics of what put Colin Kaepernick in this situation to begin with. I really don't. We've been there, done that, and we've done it for years. And the fact is, once he gets signed, if he gets signed, that conversation, it inevitably is going to come up again. And there's no getting around it, because a fan base is going to have to get used to and get comfortable with the idea that Colin Kaepernick is going to be representing a particular city, a particular state, a particular team. And some fans may get offended by it. I won't. I welcome the idea of Colin Kaepernick being back in the NFL. But if you're like me and you want to sort of read the tea leaves here, let's not play victim. I don't want to make Colin Kaepernick out to be a victim. And so many people, including Mike Wells right there from The Athletic, who you just heard, are painting Colin Kaepernick as a victim in this situation. He is no victim. All right, Colin Kaepernick knew what he was doing when he did it. He knew what he was doing when he doubled down on it. And he knew what he was doing when he would not let it go. That's a fact. He made some bad choices, both on and off the field. He really did. In his professional career, he had opportunities before all hell broke loose to potentially stick around in the NFL, take less money, go be a backup, etc., etc. So not only was he going down a road that was, put it this way, it was a dangerous road to go down as far as the NFL goes, as far as a team's willingness to sort of bring that player aboard. Not only was he knowingly going down that road as a player, he was also showing some eroding skills, and with those eroding skills, he wasn't willing to take a job that was more consummate with those skills. He wanted to take a job where he thought that he deserved to be paid. As an elite quarterback, he wanted to be a starting caliber guy that got starting caliber top 10, top 15 quarterback money. So for all those reasons, he's been exiled from the league for the last 3 years. Now, halfway through his exile, when he changes his tune and he says, no, I'm comfortable being a backup. I'm comfortable taking backup money. I just want an opportunity. I want a shot. Well, at that point, it's sort of out of sight, out of mind. And I hate to be so blunt with it, but it's absolutely true. And again, you know, you can relate it to this very job right here. I can't tell you how many conversations are had between part-timers in the media, part-timers in radio, part-timers in television. The fact is this. If you're in a top 10 market and you do morning or afternoon drive, you can make a great living. You can, doing this job. You can be set up for life very, very well, especially if you're successful. Look no further than Kirk Minahan, than Jerry Callahan, than Greg Hill, than Glenn Ordway, than Dale Arnold. These guys have made great money doing this job in a top 10 market for a long time because they do it well. But part-timers like myself, and I'm not complaining, I'm grateful for being here, but part-timers like myself that have got full-time jobs, that have got families, that do this because we love it first, not for the paycheck, we all grapple with this decision to stick around or not. Because, let's face it, the hours that we work in these situations can suck sometimes. The work can be a lot more grueling than you guys have any idea about. And it's mentally taxing, and you think to yourself, okay, I've got my full-time job. Do I really want to continue doing this? But ultimately, the people like me that love it, we always say yes, because there's one fact that rings true in the media, and on radio, on television, even with the internet now, and especially in professional sports. The moment you take your foot out of the arena, the moment you remove yourself from the arena, it is that much more difficult to get back in. And that is an absolute fact. This is why players hesitate to put in their retirement papers. And even though the retirement paper thing in the NFL is, it's more a ceremonial thing than anything else, because there's a way back in, there's this mental block that once you've put in your retirement papers, that you're done. So many players announce their retirement without putting in their retirement papers. Hell, Gronk just did that because they don't want to completely remove themselves from the equation. Once you're out, it's hard to get back in. That statement applies in the NFL. That statement applies right here at WEI. There are weeks where I'm working here doing late night and doing the weekends, but I've already put in a 60-hour week with my job. I've got two kids at home, and I'm exhausted. And my wife looks at me and says, "You've put 20 years into radio. You don't have to continue to do this." But I tell her, I remind her, no, I do it because I love it. I'm afraid to take a step away. I'm afraid to remove myself from the equation because I've seen so many people do it. And I've seen so many people unable to get back in. Talented people, people with much more talent than I have. Once you remove yourself, getting back in is that much harder to do. And that's exactly what Cap is going through right now. It's what he went through a year and a half ago when he finally wised up and he said, "You know what? I'm happy. I'll go back. I want to play. I'll do anything to play. You want me to be a quarterback? Be a backup? Sure, I'll be your backup. Want me to be your ball boy? I'll be your ball boy. I don't need top 15 money. I don't need any of it. I just want an opportunity." But it took him too long to get there. Psychologically, it took him too long to get there. The league moved on. Teams moved on, and at that point, not only is it that much more difficult to get back in, you can't forget that once you do get back in, if you do get back in, there is an absolute media firestorm that comes with you. There is. And there's only a few teams in the NFL that are equipped to handle that media firestorm. And I hate to say it there, Patriots fans, because I know you guys won't be on board with this. You won't be. But there's 24 teams showing up to this workout on Saturday. The Patriots are one of them, and I think the Patriots are going to sign this guy. I do. I don't think that they would show up. I don't think that they would attend this if they didn't have an intention of at least seriously considering signing Colin Kaepernick. And all the tea leaves are there. Everything is there if you just take a look at exactly what's going on with the Patriots. Look at the relationships. Look at the off-the-field stuff before we get to the on-the-field stuff. Off the field, what's the story been about today? It's been about Colin Kaepernick, this workout. Maybe it's something the league is doing to appease Jay-Z, because Jay-Z has got this relationship with the NFL now, and Jay-Z feels like Cap got a bad rap. And if you want to sort of put the NFL back in the right light, the right sort of thing to do social media-wise for the league's entire look amongst the community is to give Colin Kaepernick a chance. So the story today is that Jay-Z sort of squeezed the league a little bit to make this workout happen, to give his boy Colin Kaepernick a chance. And if he did, God bless him, good for him. But let's not forget, the Patriots have a relationship with Jay-Z. They do. Robert Kraft has a relationship with Jay-Z. I mean, Jay-Z and Meek Mill, they're all together. They've had reform meetings with Robert Kraft. They do. I mean, this is a relationship that already exists. So if Jay-Z really is the straw that's stirring this drink, don't you think that he's also stirring it with potential teams that he knows he's got a relationship with that could potentially sign him? Don't you think that if Jay-Z is putting this thing together, Jay-Z is a brilliant businessman. Not only is he a talented rapper, he is a brilliant businessman. And he's not going to put Colin Kaepernick out there if Cap doesn't have a real shot to get a job. He's not. Because if Cap doesn't get signed from this, if Colin Kaepernick goes out there and he has a great workout, let's not forget, part of this whole thing the NFL announced is they're going to be filming it, and they're going to send the film out to all 32 teams, not just the 24 that attend. All 32 teams are going to get Cap's film. So let's go with the hypothetical that Colin Kaepernick goes out there and has a great Saturday of practice, and he nails the one-on-one meetings with the team. Let's say he's been phenomenal, yet no team signs Colin Kaepernick. and you continue to have nobodies that nobody's ever heard of continue to get jobs as backups in the NFL. That's only going to compound the problem. It's only going to compound the stigma that's already out there amongst the African-American community that the NFL has blackballed Colin Kaepernick from the league, especially if he goes out there and he nails it on Saturday and he has a great workout and that workout tape becomes public, because if all 32 teams are getting it, you know you're going to get it on the internet. You know it's going to be on Twitter. You know that SportsCenter is going to get a hold of it. So if your eyes and my eyes see Colin Kaepernick out there just absolutely throwing darts and nailing his interview process, and he doesn't get a job, then how does the league really remove itself from the equation and say, hey, we're not blackballing this guy. Nobody wants him. Nobody's going to buy that if he's out there throwing darts and he's willing to work for minimal money and be a backup. So that's why I think the Patriots are one of the teams, if not the team, that Cap's people have an idea that would be willing to sign him. Because, you know, it was, what, a year ago we heard rumblings that the Patriots were potentially interested in Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick's his people were actually on WEI, and we'll try to find the sound at some point, saying that the Patriots were potentially interested. This goes back a year and a half ago. There's been rumblings of this potential sort of marriage before. So now the league is putting on this dog and pony show. Now the league is wheeling this guy out there and making him put on sort of an open tryout. But I'm telling you right now that if Jay-Z really is behind this, and if Jay-Z is the one that's pushing Colin Kaepernick to have an opportunity to go out there and showcase his skills, Jay-Z would not put Colin Kaepernick in a situation that could potentially make this whole situation worse for Cap and for the league. And if Cap goes out and he plays well and he doesn't get an opportunity, guess what? It's going to make the league look worse, and it is going to make Colin Kaepernick look like a hero. And that's not what the end game here is. It's not. The end game is to get Colin Kaepernick a job. And again, the relationship there, not only between Jay-Z and the league, there is a longstanding relationship between Jay-Z and Robert Kraft. There's a thing here. I mean, I really believe that New England's going to sign Colin Kaepernick. There's this group that gets together. It's Jay-Z, Robert Kraft, Meek Mill, and they gathered for reform meetings. I mean, this is a real thing. There's existing, pre-existing relationships in place. So here's the deal. If the Patriots actually sign Colin Kaepernick, I think it's good for football reasons. I really do. I don't care what the behind-the-scenes reasons are. I don't. This is a team that was able to sign Tim Tebow and deal with the whole Tim Tebow fiasco and the traveling circus that comes with signing Tim Tebow. Not only did they sign him, they also released him. And another entire circus comes with releasing Tim Tebow. It does. So we've seen this drill before. We've seen the Patriots go through this before. And no team knows how to handle it better than the Patriots do. So when you look at this entire situation, both off the field and on the field, I've given you all the off the field reasons, but on the field, let's face it, your quarterback is 42 years old. That's all you need to know. He's 42 years old. Your team is 8-1. You have a legitimate shot to get back to and potentially win another Super Bowl. But at 42 years old, I know that this guy and Tom Brady, I know how great he is, and I'm not advocating an injury. But if Tom Brady went down with an injury tomorrow, do you really think Ryan Stidham's going to get it done? Who has a higher likelihood of potentially carrying this team for 4 or 5 weeks while hopefully you're waiting for Brady to come back from whatever phantom injury I'm talking about? Who really do you have more confidence in their ability to come in and keep this team afloat? A team that, let's face it, this could be one of their final kicks at the can. So you've got on-the-field reasons why potentially you get a guy like Colin Kaepernick can come in here and be a legitimate number two. Not to mention you're facing multiple running quarterbacks between now and the end of the season. And Colin Kaepernick on the practice squad, on the scout team, it gives you another dynamic, another tool, another way to potentially prepare for these mobile quarterbacks that you're going to face between now and the end of the regular season and potentially into the postseason. So you have legitimate on-the-field reasons, too, why the Patriots make a lot of sense for Colin Kaepernick. And I'm telling you, I don't think that the league would make this happen. I don't think the league would agree to put Colin Kaepernick on this national stage, because it's going to be a large, large stage. It is. It's going to wind up all over the internet. And nobody, if you're a football fan and you want to see what Colin Kaepernick was able to do, that tape is going to be out there. The film is going to be out there. They can't hide this. They can't lie to you. They can't say that Kaep didn't have it. They can't, because you're going to see it with your own eyes. And if he goes out there and he performs, my God, what an absolute disaster PR-wise it's going to be for the NFL if he doesn't get a job. They've already poorly handled the entire situation. Kaepernick's people have handled it badly. The NFL has handled it badly. It's been an exercise in who can screw this thing up more over the last 3 years with Colin Kaepernick. It really has. So now, when you're 3 years removed, you want to get a fresh start? If you're Jay-Z, you don't throw the NFL into a losing situation. You don't. So Jay-Z's walking this fine line, and Jay-Z didn't get as far as he's gotten in his career, money-wise, by not having a backup plan, by not having something in his back pocket. And what he's got in his back pocket, I think, is a verbal commitment from one, maybe two teams that say, okay, if Cap goes out and he performs, we'll give him a chance. We'll put him on the practice squad. We'll make him our backup. And here in New England, it makes sense. You have a 42-year-old Hall of Fame quarterback who's one injury away from this entire season going kaput. You think this Patriots offense can take losing Tom Brady? You think that this Patriots offense could take losing him right now? You think you can plug in Stidham and continue to be a real threat? Because I don't think you can. I don't think you can. Stidham has got some talent, but you got to have somebody else there in case Stidham isn't able to sort of rise to the occasion. Because that's it. At least if you bring Cap in, and even if you put him on your practice squad, Stidham's still your number two. If he goes in and you know, he can't play, if the moment's too big for him, if the situation's too big for him, if this is no longer exhibition football, preseason football, and suddenly he's got to perform on a big stage and he's not able to do it, having Colin Kaepernick there as your third option gives this team options that it doesn't have today. And it makes them a better practice team, makes them a better scout team. It gives them insurance that you don't have right now. And I'm telling you, there is the pre-existing relationship between the Patriots organization, Robert Kraft. We know their relationship with Roger Goodell, and of course the relationship that Robert Kraft has with both Meek Mill and with Jay-Z. You can certainly work to connect all the dots here and trace your way back to the New England Patriots as the most likely suitor for Colin Kaepernick. So it is Sports Radio, WEI. My name is Patrick Gilroy. When we come back, we'll continue this Kaepernick discussion, because I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to watching this video tomorrow. I'm looking forward to seeing what this kid can do. I would like to see Colin Kaepernick yet another shot. Has nothing to do with the politics of it all. I don't care. I like a good comeback story. And I hate it when a player's career is cut short, either because of their own stupidity or because of the stupidity of others. And in Colin Kaepernick's case, it was his own stupidity plus the stupidity of others that have kept him out of the league for 3 years. But he's fought hard to put himself back in this position, and I would love to see nothing more than for this kid to get a chance. And I would love for that chance to happen right here. So it is Sports Radio, WEI.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's more of Patrick Gilroy on Sports Radio WEEI.
I just believe they might do something out of the box. I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots looked at a guy like Cap. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't have the intel that Peter King does, but I just think that they'll do it a different way. I know that the Crafts are very, very fond of Colin Kaepernick, and I know that that situation that we've had as far as the national anthem, they wish that we would have never gone down that road. I'm just saying, outside the box, if someone will do it, it will be the people in New England.
Chris Carter, right there, back in February. This Colin Kaepernick to the Patriots thing has been going on for a couple of years. And again, I'm not going to rehash everything I went through in that first segment, but there's a lot of dots that are easily connected here. And it just makes a tremendous amount of sense to me. The Patriots have a need. Let's face it, Cody Kessler is not going to be the guy that stops the Patriots from signing Colin Kaepernick. After all, if the Patriots were thrilled with their number three quarterback on their depth chart, why would they be there to begin with? The Patriots are the one team. They advocate what? Using your time wisely, putting the proper amount of time into everything. Do you think that Bill Belichick would take any of his staff away from preparing for their next game, from preparing for a playoff run, from preparing these wide receivers to get the program together, from preparing the offensive line to finally protect their quarterback and open up some gaps for their running game? Do you think that Bill Belichick, of all people, would waste his own time, waste Nick's time, Nick Caserio's time, waste anybody's time on the scouting staff to send, you know, a Patriot rep down to Atlanta for this workout if there wasn't even a smidge, just a smidge of, I don't know, a possibility from the Patriot side to potentially sign this guy? I don't believe there is. And when you connect all the dots both on and off the field. Now, look, in a perfect world, I don't want to see Tom Brady ever lose a snap to Colin Kaepernick, at least not this season. But the world is not perfect and injuries happen. It happens in the NFL each and every week. Look at all of these teams around the league that have a hard time keeping themselves afloat when a star player goes down. And it's those teams that are better prepared for when a star goes down that are able to overcome that injury, stay afloat during that injury, and ultimately minimize the impact of that injury. And let's say Tom Brady goes down and he tweaks a knee, or the calf bothers him, or he's going to miss a couple of weeks with a shoulder. At that point, if Stidham goes out there and he lays an egg in games that matter, because again, we know nothing about this kid, you're down to Cody Flippin' Kessler at that point, keeping your season alive, keeping your chances for a first-round bye and a home AFC championship game alive. And we know how critically important those two things are to the Patriots advancing to a Super Bowl and potentially winning another Super Bowl. And with Brady at 42 and the head coach pushing 70, how many more chances, how many more kicks at the can does this team get? So Colin Kaepernick makes sense for on-the-field reasons. Also, he makes a tremendous amount of sense to have on the scout team, to have there at practice, to run that scout team, to prepare for mobile quarterbacks. We saw the Patriots' failures 2 weeks ago against the Ravens when they faced a mobile quarterback. It was a disaster. Your best defense, the boogeyman, all right, got lit up from moment one to the final moment of that game. And everywhere in between, they got run all over. They got walked all over. They got manhandled because they weren't prepared. They were not prepared. And Colin Kaepernick gives them another tool to better prepare themselves. What happens if they play the Ravens in the playoffs? You want to see a repeat of what happened 2 weeks ago happen again in a playoff game? I know the answer to that question. I sure as heck don't want to see that happen again. So again, on the field, for so many reasons, it makes sense. Not to mention, on the field, the Patriots have shown that they know how to handle the circus that comes with signing a big-name, sort of a divisive backup quarterback. They did it with Tim Tebow. They weren't afraid to sign him. They weren't afraid to cut him. They weren't afraid of the media circus that came along with him. This team has been down this road before, and I think it makes a lot of sense for them to go down this road again. Off the field, I already mentioned it all, but there are pre-existing relationships between Colin Kaepernick, Jay-Z, the NFL, and Jay-Z and Meek Mill. They just happened to meet with Robert Kraft this week. They already have an existing relationship with Robert Kraft, but they met with the league this week. It is not a coincidence that this is happening within the same week that Jay-Z convinced the league to give Colin Kaepernick this workout. It's also the same week that Jay-Z and Meek Mill happened to meet with Robert Kraft. There is something there that stinks a little bit, and I hope it all works out because I want to see Colin Kaepernick sign with the New England Patriots on Monday. So it is Sports Radio WEI, room for you guys here tonight, 617-779-7937. Back out to the phones we'll go. Let's go to Blair. Blair's in Maine. Blair, you're next up here on WEI.
What's going on? I was watching some Taco Fall with the Red Claws today, man. All he has to do is go up to the rim and dunk, and that guy's there.
No jumping at all.
Yeah, it doesn't jump. Yeah, that's the thing I was trying to say. Yeah, he doesn't jump at all. You're right. Okay. He doesn't jump at all.
He doesn't
and
need
they
to.
Won again.
He doesn't need
I mean,
to.
I mean, every time he plays, they're going to win.
Look at Blair. Do you see his numbers tonight? He had 16 points, 13 rebounds, 6 block shots. He was a monster tonight.
I know he was, and I fell asleep in the third quarter. I kind of felt bad that I missed the second half because they were playing him a lot.
Yeah, they were.
He kept coming out and then coming back in. Resting, coming back out, and, you know, he's a big guy. They got to rest him, you know, so.
Blair, how far is your house from where the Red Claws play?
It's like an hour and a half or whatever, so.
You gotta try to find a way to get to a couple of games this year, man. Taco.
I am. I'm going to.
Good.
I got to watch this guy. He's tall as hell.
He's awesome. He's awesome. And at some point.
He's awesome.
He might make an impact on the Celtics at some point this year.
They're 2-0, so he's really helping them out being that tall, so.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for it. And I love the fact, Blair, I love the fact that the games are on NBC Sports Boston. That's just awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool tonight. On a Friday night, I'd sit home, have pizza before the game, and then watch it.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Blair,
Sunday, too. Sunday's on NBA Network.
NBA TV.
You can watch it at 1.
That's awesome. I mean, everybody loves to watch Taco fall. He's a phenomenon right now. Listen, Blair, I appreciate the phone call. I'm up against it. But, yeah, he's a phenomenon. And you just simply can't get enough Taco fall. You can't. And the Celtics recognize that. The NBA recognizes that. And the powers that be at NBC Sports Boston, they recognize it as well. They do. Otherwise, this is unprecedented what they're doing in this market. In a top 10 market in the country, a market that's well-established with 4 dominant sports teams. All right, between the 4 major sports, the Bruins, the Celtics, the Patriots, the Red Sox, they are well-watched, well-covered, and we don't need really another attraction. We really don't. That's why collegiate sports never succeed on the biggest stages here in Boston. They don't, no matter how good BC football is, it's always the little brother. People generally don't care. Their TV ratings prove that out. The radio ratings right here on WEI, they prove that out. They do, unfortunately. Where in other parts of the country, collegiate sports are king. It's just not the case here. But minor league basketball, developmental league basketball, that is so eagerly anticipated right now. The attraction that is Taco Fall is so hot right now that in this market, the same market that rejects all collegiate sports no matter how good they are, the same market that the Revolution have been fighting week in and week out, year after year, to grab just the smallest percentage of attention away from the 4 major teams, and they've struggled to do so even with terrific owners and the Kraft family. They haven't been able to figure it out. Right now, the main Red Claws have a better TV deal than the New England Revolution. And the New England Revolution have been around for 20 years, and they are a professional soccer team. Meanwhile, the Red Claws are the D-League team of the Celtics, and they are on the same station that the Celtics are on for each and every one of their home games. All you need to know about Taco Fall is right there. People can't get enough of him. Marketing can't get enough of him. The NBA can't get enough of him. And really, the expectations are unfairly high on him because of all these reasons. But so far, so good. Every opportunity he's had in an NBA game with the Celtics, he has succeeded. And so far, for the Red Claws, they're 2-0, and he has been absolutely dominant. It is Sports Radio WEI. Room for you guys, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Marcel. Marcel's in Brooklyn. Marcel, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, Patrick, happy Friday.
Hey.
Many thanks to Nick for allowing me for holding on the call tonight. At Gilroy on Hoops on Twitter, I followed you.
I appreciate that, my man.
Hey, let's get into it. Do you know my motto is? Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. What do you got, man?
Oh, big fun night for the New York Knickerbockers. Last night,
yep.
All blue and orange. Beating the Dallas Mavericks. I hate that team in Texas. 106-103.
I know you want to do your report, but I know you're a fan, right? So I got to ask you this.
Yeah.
Kristaps Porzingis, you know, from a fan's perspective, right? Like,
right.
Let's remove it all from the equation right now. You are just Marcel, the Knicks fan. Does it still hurt to see him gone?
Oh, do you know, Patrick? Has booing Porzingis during the starting lineups last night?
I heard it all, but I couldn't believe what I was hearing because...
Boo! Porzingis didn't come here to the garden. Boo!
I love it.
Hey, if you love everything sports, Patrick, my friend, I'm keeping it right here on WEEI, along with my nationwide listeners via the Ben Maller Show, early mornings on Fox Sports Radio. You should listen to my phone call, too.
Oh, I do. I follow you, Marcel. I listen to what you do.
At MarcelMyrick70 on Twitter, be sure to follow my tweets before the Twitter rules go in violation. I love sports. I love all my promotions. I love all that jazz, from holidays to gather-togethers and everything in between.
All right, what do you got on the Knicks, man?
They'll play the Pelicans tomorrow. Is it the Knicks play the Pelicans tomorrow,
yeah,
my
friend?
Yeah,
they do. And you know, I'm glad you called, because the other team that you know a lot about, the other team that you cover a lot, of course, is the Brooklyn Nets. They're 4-7 right now. What's the temperature among Brooklyn fans right now? Are they starting to get a little antsy?
Oh, I'm going to ask Alexa about that. Alexa, what's the weather? Alexa, what's the weather in New York right now?
This is really happening?
Patrick.
Yes. The temperature right now is not what we're looking for, Marcel. Unfortunately, the whole Alexa thing caused we can't do that here. But I appreciate the phone call, Marcel. This is where late night goes off the rails. I was in here with Christian Fourier a couple nights ago at 2 a.m., and we got our late night callers, and he couldn't believe what we had to deal with on late night. He was like, how do you guys handle this? I want to know how Christian Fourier would handle Blair in Maine and Marcel back-to-back. What would that do to Christian Fourier and the entire OMF trio? I don't think they could handle it. Not with the sort of grace that I'm able to handle it with. Because those two guys, you are valued members of my late night community here on Sports Radio WEI. But it is Sports Radio WEI. My name is Patrick Gilroy. This is Late Night. Room for you guys when we come back. And I do want to get back into the cap stuff. I know that the NBA people hear my voice, so they can't wait to use that as an opportunity to talk hoops. I'm always here to talk hoops with you. But I'm so fascinated by the connection between the Patriots, the league, and Colin Kaepernick. And I really, with every fiber of my being, I don't believe that the league would push him out there only to watch him fail. I don't. Not if this whole thing is true that we're hearing tonight, that the league is doing this as a favor to Jay-Z. If the league is doing this as a favor to Jay-Z, it is no favor to Jay-Z at all if Colin Kaepernick goes out there, performs well, and does not get signed. Matter of fact, all that does is compound the problem. It reminds the entire nation that this kid is out there and available and talented enough to play. And more talented right now than a good chunk of the backups in the league. So all it does is reopen that wound. It reminds everybody of the fact that this kid has been blackballed. It reminds everybody that something a little bit shady might be going on. The league doesn't want to do that. That's not good for business. It's not good for Jay-Z. And it's certainly not good for the look that the NFL is trying to give off right now by giving this kid a chance. The fact that the NFL is doing this tells me that the NFL knows that there's at least one team, if not more, that's going to be willing to sign him based on him having a good performance. It is Sports Radio WEI. When we come back, more room for you guys at 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You are locked into Late Night with Patrick Gilroy on Sports Radio WEEI.
Final segment here. Sports Radio WEEI. Still a little bit of time and room for you guys. 617-779-7937. Open the show up with some NBA talk, of course. Talk to some Colin Kaepernick as well. Let's grab as many phone calls as we can before we get out of here. Let's go to Jay. Jay's in Providence. Jay, you're next up here on WEEI.
Hey, I just wanted to say I never really understood the whole narrative with Carmelo Anthony and him not getting a contract from any team. Kind of blew my mind. And now that I think about it, now that he actually got signed, he went to Portland, I really think a veteran score off the bench would have been really needed for this Celtics team because they look amazing. They look like they could possibly be the best team in the East, you know, knock on wood. And I think they should have made a strong attempt to get Melo in there and just, you know, you need someone in there that can definitely get you 13, 14 off the bench. They don't really have that right now.
Jay, I'm going to respond to your Melo comment in a minute, but as far as bringing somebody in off the bench, I'm with you 1,000%. They need a veteran piece to come off that bench, but I think the guy that they're going to sign and they're going to wait till essentially right around the trade deadline sometime in February, they're going to be looking at Jamal Crawford. He's 39 years old, had a great year with the Suns last year, final game of the year, scored 50 points last year, so he could still, you know, fill it up. And I think in a limited role off the bench, he's exactly what you're looking for because like Melo, he can score, but he's a veteran presence. He doesn't have an attitude, and he'd just be grateful to play.
Also, Crawford's not signed right now.
No, he's not signed. He's a free agent. Oh. He's a free agent looking for work. So I think that's where the Celtics are going to take this thing. I really do. You heard it here first, what happens, by the way. As far as Melo goes, I tweeted it out last night. I'm happy for the guy. I feel like he got blackballed away from the league. I could do a whole show, 4-hour show, on Melo and players that get blackballed. Allen Iverson, when he was kicked out of the league, he wrapped things up. With the Sixers, he could still play. He could still score. He wasn't the AI of old, but he could still fill it up in a limited capacity. But he comes with baggage. Carmelo comes with baggage. And when you're that old and you're that sort of washed up and you're one-dimensional, teams, they don't want to deal with the baggage. They don't want to deal with the baggage for a guy that's going to give you 8, 10, 12 points on a good night coming off the bench. It's not good for team chemistry. It's just not. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. So normally I'd be back here tomorrow with Fitzy, but I'm leaving for a work trip, so I won't be back for a week. I'm going to go to Chicago for the week, sell a tremendous amount of candy. Thanks for everybody that listened and called. I appreciate it. I'll be back here next week. Until then, stay tuned. It's NBC Sports Radio that comes your way next. Listen to Fitzy tomorrow, will you? Fitzy without Gilroy, just one oddball, not two. Comes your way tomorrow afternoon. Until then, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.